As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
.449 at WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us. A sun-drenched Wednesday, 79 downtown. Just perfect late summer. And we hope you had a chance to enjoy the great weather last night at Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field, Indiana University men's soccer. 1-0 winners over St. John's. Their only game from the weekend. Mother Nature did have a say on Saturday, and here to tell us all about it, 10 good minutes with Todd Yeagley, the head coach of Indiana men's soccer. Good W, my man. All wins are great, and all games are different, but that goal was fitting to win any match. What a strike from Tommy Mihalik.
Yeah, it was, Glass. Thanks for having me. Tommy's strike was fantastic. I think it made SportsCenter from what I'd heard. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but he thought it was the right selection. We obviously see like a side volley bike. You wonder if it was needed, but in that case, it really was the way it was positioned. And Tommy had a nice game overall. But yeah, it was important. This is an interesting St. John's team because historically, obviously, they're a really good side. We played them in some big, big games, as you know. Dave Mazur's done a great job. He's been there 32 years, and they have a relatively new team, so it was hard to prepare for what we might come across, shape, personnel, et cetera. But, they definitely grew into the game. I thought first half we had really good control. I thought should have had a few. Didn't. And then, to their credit, they really flipped the switch and put a lot of pressure on the second half. And, if we're just cleaner and some phases, certainly taking care of the ball, I think we kind of ride that storm quicker. But for some reason, it kind of lingered. The storm lingered a little bit longer. But I also, I could have seen that game first half. Like last year, we had a really good outing against VCU, really good team. And we kind of got them early, maybe up 3-0 at half, and the game kind of just was over. This game could have gone that way, potentially, if we converted. And we needed to kind of grind out a game, too. And that was important. So the way it played out, although I wish we could have played better in the second half in some phases, I liked like the feeling of like just battling through to get the result.
Yeah, and the result also came with the donut, bagel, whatever we're giving away at the end of the games there. And after three goals in your first two, you had to be pleased with how the back half played. Anything different there? I know you had some changes in your midfield to start the game, but everybody got a chance to cycle through. What led to those changes? And, the bagel's got to be the most important part, right?
Yeah, we haven't given up a crazy amount of chances. So I think relative to quality chances given up, I think the goals against is a bit inflated. But the reality is what it is. And I go, guys, we're not used to giving up goals, and some of those goals that were pretty darn nice were ones that we could have done better with. We could have closed space better. Our box defending could have been better. We obviously our second layer defending, awareness of danger, whether it's men or space. So all those things we have to tidy up on, and we did a better job. We were not an A-level back third defending still yesterday, although the shutout might say that. We still had some breakdowns that we need to clean up. So that's the good news. You can look at those, but you need to feel the winning way, and that does a lot for the group because, again, this is although we have some experience in the team, it's still a new season, and every game is a battle, and every win is precious because of that.
Absolutely. So, and all wins are great wins, buddy. 1-1-1, yeah. And just three very different kinds of games as well. The opponent, that's why you play the different styles as well, so you can see a little bit of everything. And one game we didn't get to see this weekend, Mother Nature decided she was going to stick her nose in the business. Our friends from Notre Dame came down Saturday night. You wait, you wait, you wait, you hope, and there's nothing worse than having to make that final call, is there?
That was not fun. No, I mean, our fans, and I mean, although it would have been an affected crowd with the weather, you want to play, and the guys want to play, and yet there's so much that goes into those decisions with the time of the year, Our field could, I mean, there was standing water, so it actually did make the decision relatively easy, and we didn't want to keep pushing the game back to a time that didn't make sense because of just the rhythm of preparation. These guys have pregame meals, they have, you just can't push it and expect the athletes to perform, neither, you know, both teams. So I thought it was a good decision. We have a good relationship with Notre Dame. It was a mutual, although we would have the call, it was very mutual. And the good news is that game will be rescheduled. We're going to announce that in the next 2 days. And so we're pumped that we're able to continue to keep that game at home. And so, yeah, it all works out in the end. But our guys definitely were ready to play last night. They were hungry.
Yeah, and they were well-rested as well, and that always that helps. That Saturday, Tuesday isn't the ideal turnaround, I know that. The biggest question last night, are we going to go back to the normal classic down the road, Todd, or are those days kind of they've kind of sunset on us?
No, we're going to alternate. Kind of every other year, so you'll see, you know, all four teams next year.
Okay.
You know, our two opponents, and then the neutral games, and then every other year. So think of it odd and even years to kind of let you in on how we're doing it. So next year we'll have all four teams here, and then the year after we'll have two opponents that will be on Friday night and Monday. The reason we switched this year because of football. The TV moved our football to Friday night, as you know. So we had to pivot, and that's why we moved to Saturday, Tuesday. But moving forward, we'll be playing Friday night, Monday night, and every other year you'll have two teams playing before our game on those 2 days, and then on opposite, you know, the next year you'll just have us playing. So we still keep calling it the classic is what it is. It's Labor Day weekend, and we're playing two games. It's just a way to get our game with Notre Dame earlier in the season. So really what you're going to see is us playing Notre Dame at home and at their place every other year with one of the first two weekends.
Gotcha. You got to do that. It's a great rivalry. It always has been. It's been great in the tournament. It's been great in the regular season. The Mike Berticelli Classic back in the old days. You got the brothers from another mother. All that fun stuff. Now, speaking of fun stuff, the homestand continues. The third game, which would have been the fourth, is Friday. Akron, another historical friend of ours, is in town. And how about a recognition? 10-year anniversary of the 2012 National Championship winning side. I know that's a special one for you, obviously. Your first as a coach. I had a great opportunity to broadcast a bunch of those games, so I enjoyed my season there. This will be fun.
A lot of fun. And, you know, they're a good excuse to get the guys back. And, you know, a lot of our energy this year was, you know, we have a lot of work to do to get the 50th celebration coming up this next spring. And at the same time, you know, it's hard to win national championships, and usually it's those, you know, every 5 year, 10 year marks, and we didn't do anything at the 5 year mark for that title, and we felt with the encouragement of our alums, they also were chiming in, Coach, what are we doing? Let's get some fun time in Bloomington, and so we are gonna do some introductions right before the game. They'll have some cool swag that they'll get. We'll have a gathered at my house. We'll do a little golf. A good weekend for those guys. And not many can come because of just some conflicts. And a lot of them are kind of in the midst of that part of their life with maybe young kids and jobs that are pretty darn difficult. So it's certainly not the easiest in that phase of their life. But the ones that can make it are going to be here, and the ones that aren't, we're still just a good way to honor, you know, a special season.
1 minute left to go, buddy, before I got to hit the top of the hour. What do we know about those who make zippers? They're coming to town. Akron, what's the game plan for Friday night?
Yeah, as you remember last year's game, it was just a fun battle. They're dynamic, they're athletic, they've been scoring goals and buckets from different positions. Whether it's from guys coming from deep positions or some of their top attackers, they've been good on restarts. They're good. I mean, this is a team that's already beaten a very good FIU team. They beat Sparty. They beat a good VCU team and beat a kind of a dangerous Wright State team. So they're sitting at 4-0, and they are confident and looking very good. So this is It's why you pick the game. I mean, we don't want a 1-3 Akron. You know, that's probably a lot better than a 1-3. We want a 4-0 who's a legitimate 4-0, and that's what we're going to get. So we take care of business. It's just another another big resume moment and a way to prepare our team. And because we're still evaluating class, I mean, there's still some, as you saw in the rotation, either systematically or player, we're still trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way this team operates. And maybe it will change from week to week as well, just based on the opponent and kind of how our depth is within the team.
50 years, it is the anniversary season, and a 10-year anniversary on Friday night for the 2012 National Champions. The quest for 9 continues. Thanks for your time, brother. Appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday night.
You got it. Thanks, class. Appreciate it.